Back at Lance Arena, they are introducing the starting lineup, so let's go to the floor. Dalton Davis, Ryan McElmurray already introduced.
Number 10, Brendan Thompson. At forward, number 23, Chad Thompson. And at forward, number 32, Victor Davis. Coaching the Silver Streaks is Mike Reynolds. Now let's meet our home team, the Teutopolis Wooden Shoes. At guard, number 10, Jeremy Niebergi. At guard, number 22, Derek Thompson. At forward, number 34, Nick Shoemaker. At forward, number 44, Jordan Michaels. And at center, number 50, Brock Senshafer. Coaching the Shoes is Andy Fehrenbacher. Our officials tonight are Aaron Furl, Jake Kilberg, and Joe Thompson.
Our thanks to the scorer's table and to Topolis out there with a lineup. But Jeremy Niebrugge at 6'3", he's a senior. The other guard, Derek Thompson, a 6'2", junior. The big boys, Nick Shoemaker, a 6'5", junior. Brock Sandschaefer, a 6'5", senior. And Jordan Michaels, a 6'5", and senior. They're out in the white tops with the dark blue trim wooden shoes across the chest with some black trim, similar to actually Purdue. Looks like a Purdue home uniform, not the the gold type, but very sharp looking. Galesburg in the traveling gold and black. Davis jumping center against Shoemaker, and the Streaks win the tip. We're underway here at Lance Arena in the third place game. Galesburg and Teutopolis. Dalton Davis right wing to Ryan McElmurray. Up top to Victor Davis. Left wing, Dalton Davis with the basketball. Up top off the screen. Brandon Thompson three on the way. No good. Chased down off the floor out of bounds to Teutopolis. Is Niebrugge let it go out of bounds. And Galesburg will apply that pressure now.
Teutopolis, one of the few teams I have seen. They have a roster of 14 guys, and nobody's under 6'1".
Yeah,
not a single player.
Very big.
And most of them are 6'2 to 6'5". They don't have any giants, but they're just big across the board. If you're under 6 foot at Teutopolis, you better find another sport.
No doubt about it. Michaels driving. He's at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble out on the left side to Thompson. A three on the way. No good. Rebound underneath. They get another crack at it. Shot put up. No good.
Attaway,
by
Victor.
Niebrugge. And Victor Davis comes away with the rebound for Galesburg. Man, an easy opportunity there and missed it. Up top, Victor. He's going to shoot the three left of his circle. Missed it pretty badly. And the ball taken off the floor, though. Brandon faking. Left-hand shot is missed. A lot of missed shots up close. And the rebound taken out by Shoemaker. So missed bunnies on both ends so far. No score. We've played a minute. Teutopolis with the basketball on the left side. A very lanky Jordan Michaels, but very tall at the same time. Got the wingspan of probably about a 6'10 kid. He stands 6'5". Inside, they post up. Shot up off the glass, and Dalton Davis could not stop Shoemaker. And they're on the board first with Shoemaker's post-up hoop. 2-0 wooden shoes. 6.5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Dalton Davis up high to Victor Davis. Off a screen, Dalton covered up. He's going to drive toward the basket. Shot up off the glass. Good on the right side. Tied at two. Dalton Davis going strong to the basket. They quickly get back the other way. Michaels spinning. Shot blocked by Chan Thompson. And the rebound taken out by Victor Davis. Galesburg back the other way. McElmurray to the goal. Good! There's the speed that we talked about. Four straight by Galesburg as they get a couple of hoops on the other side. McElmurray gives some trouble to Niebrugge, who had the ball. Now top of the key into the hands of Jordan Michaels. Michaels gives it over to the guard, Derek Thompson. Top of the key, guarded closely by Brandon Thompson. Derek Thompson down the lane. Left-hand scoop shot. No good. Rebound grabbed inside and put back down by Sandschaefer, and he's a big one. They are so tall. 4-4 our score.
Yeah, it's so important that Chad Thompson is able to provide Victor Davis with some help on
yes.
the boards. That time Victor got tied up with a couple of guys. Chad not able to get over there, and the wooden shoes get a garbage basket. We've got to keep them off the boards.
Enrollment of just 441, and they are very, very good. And inside, Dalton Davis going down the left side of the lane, puts up a shot. He's fouled, shoots two free throws. Number 10 for them, Jeremy Niebrugge, or Brugge rather, picks up the foul. He's averaging 7.7 of the tournament. Shoemaker, their leading scorer in the tournament, 11 a game. Dalton Davis at the line. He's 5 of 8 in the tournament. First free throws missed. On the season, just 60%.
Very impressed with the way the streaks have come out, though. I think our guards understand that it all starts with them, and they've brought a lot of energy on both ends of the court, and they've got to sustain it for four quarters for Galesburg to be a good team. We've got to get in the face of everybody defensively, really give their guards some problems and rattle their offense.
Dalton Davis split for two free throws up top. Michaels now with it on the left, right wing rather. Derek Thompson, left side, inside. Beautiful feed from Michaels to Sandschaefer. Two hoops from Sandschaefer. Their big guys really worked that nicely. 6-5 to Topolis, 5-10 to go first quarter. On the right side, Brandon Thompson up top. Chad Thompson thought about a three. He was covered up. Lobs at the corner to Brandon, or rather Michael Murray on the right side. Brandon Thompson with it, right wing. Uses a screen by Chad Thompson. Now he's at top of the key. Dribbles toward the left side. Now he goes down the lane. Fires in the corner to Dalton Davis. He's covered up. Up top, Victor Davis puts it on the floor. He goes all the way to the goal. Shot good and a foul. Two Topolis fans wanted a walk. He took it strong to the goal along the left lane, laid it in, and he'll shoot one.
Yeah, Victor had a little hesitation out high. I'm not sure whether he really knew whether he wanted to go in or not. Might have dragged the foot. If he did, he got away with it and then finished the drive well. Maybe a traditional three-point play coming with the free throw.
Free throw good. Victor Davis sat most of the last game against Taylorville. Gives Galesburg an 8-6 lead. And here they come with a 1-2-1-1 three-quarter court pressure with the trapping looking to get into that. Schumacher, Maker rather, across half court. Michaels with it left wing. Out top, Schumacher. Swing it around. Down to the hands of Derek Thompson. Back to Michaels on the left baseline. Michaels pulls it out with the dribble. Long arm. Skips it over on the opposite side. Into the hands of Shoemaker. And he puts it in. He's got four. He and Sandschaefer, their two big boys, have four apiece. 8-8 our score.
Elevated real well on the baseline. Medium range jumper. Line drive, but he knocked it right down.
Up top, Chad Thompson wide open for three. Yep! Chad's first three. Fifth in the tournament. 11-8 streaks, playing very well right now, and it's a tough defense, tough to defend this long team. Long three up top, missed by Michaels. Rebound, though, on the offensive end, pulled up and then thrown inside and tossed out of bounds. Niebrugge got the rebound, and Galesburg will get the ball on the Wooden Shoes turnover. First of the game.
Yep, for either team.
11-8 streaks, and they're going to apply some full court pressure. Face guarding and a man on the ball. Ball inbounded to Victor Davis, picked up out there by Sandschaefer, and then they'll back it off man-to-man. Brandon Thompson brings it across, guarded by Niebrugge. They're going to make three substitutions here in a moment. Up top, Chad Thompson with the ball. Hands off to McElmurray. He loses it. Between the leg dribble. Guy's on the floor, and then he fought to get it back. Now Chad Thompson with it. I wish he'd go to the basket. He had a goal. Here is Victor Davis going to the basket. Shot, nope. Brandon Thompson put back is good. Second rebound for him. Galesburg a 13-8 lead.
Heads
playing
up
very well.
Brandon, he saw what Victor was going to do, so he snuck in on that weak side board on the chance that it might come over there. There was the ball. Preparation met opportunity. Two-point streaks.
Up top with it, their big player is Sandschaefer, now spinning. Inside, tough shot put up, no good by Niebrugge, and the rebound pulled out by Chad Thompson. Good job of getting on the glass there. Galesburg out rebounding right now, 5-4 and a 13-8 lead. 3 minutes to go first quarter. McElmurray, right side, Dalton Davis. Back out to McElmurray. Dangerous pass, almost stolen away. Now 5-on-4. McElmurray, free throw line, jumper, good! McElmurray with four. He's averaging 9.5 points in this tournament. Galesburg by 8. Down low, putting it on the floor. Michaels, foul call. Chad Thompson a block, trying to take the charge. Got there a little late. First foul on Galesburg, and Chad Thompson picks it up. Two shots coming up.
Is it just me, or this may be the finest quarter of basketball I've seen us play?
You're right.
Against a really good team here. We played well against Edwardsville for a while. We played real strong, obviously, in the third quarter against Charleston the other day. Free throw good, but we've brought all the energy that we need out here in this first quarter. Can we sustain it the entire game? That's the question.
Wholesale substitutions as they bring in Mark Niebrugge. Ryan Ricketts in for the Silver Streaks. He's been valuable off the bench, averaging 5 rebounds a game in this tournament. Second free throw no good. Victor Davis the rebound for the Streaks. So Michael splits a pair of free throws. McElmurray attacks the right baseline. He is bumped by Michaels, who picks up his first foul, the third on Tutopoulos. 15-9, Galesburg, 2:38 to go, first quarter. And I can't stress enough how big this team is. They are big.
Yeah, just across, they're not as big as Edwardsville in
no.
the way of, you know, 6'7",
little school,
250-pound monsters. But, yeah, across the board, they're just tall.
Dalton Davis with it on the right wing. He's cut off, gives it over to Brandon Thompson. They also bring in Luke Bashur. Down the lane, Thompson hands off Ricketts. Shot no good up close. That one you got a stick. Rebound and push by Niebrugge. He gives it off. Guy traveled. He handed it off to Bashur, and he walked. Second turnover on Tutopoulos. They look uncomfortable being sped up, and I think that's certainly Galesburg's game plan. Speed them up and turn them over.
Yeah, and I think Mike Reynolds had it just right that carry on what worked so well for us in this tournament into this game, because against their overall size, we have got to make things happen at the guard spot, and so far we have.
Up top, Victor Davis. He's going to drive the right side. Pull-up jumper from 7 off the glass. Good. Victor Davis with 5. Galesburg, 17-9 lead, playing magnificent basketball early on.
And so much confidence out there right now. You can just feel it. Ryan McElmurray leading the show on offense, and everybody's feeding off of him.
Bashur with the basketball now inside, trying to make a move. High-low pass, down-low. Nice play. And a new guy in, Bo Blevernick, gets the shot from a high-low feed, 17-11. Galesburg back the other way. Ryan McElmurray, pull-up jumper from 10 on the baseline, an air ball. Ball loose on the floor, taken out by Jeremy Niebrugge. He's got 4 rebounds. He takes it all the way down, fakes, inside scoop shot. Nice move. Limited pressure by Galesburg, and they've scored 4 straight, 17-13 now. The Galesburg lead, a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Up top, Dalton Davis with the basketball, bounces to Brandon Thompson. He's out on the left wing, guarded by Shoemaker of Tutopoulos. Ball loose for a moment. Victor Davis top of the key, right wing to McElmurray. Back to Victor. He's going to put it on the floor. Kicks it out. Brandon Thompson, 3 on the left side. Yes! Brandon Thompson, 5 in the game. Galesburg second 3, a 20-13 lead. Galesburg takes a timeout. We'll take the break as well. Streaks by 7, 103 to go, first quarter. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the red WGIL button. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Tutopoulos with the basketball. Trey Brown, another new player in the game. Niebrugge with it left wing. He puts it on the floor, top of the key. Other Niebrugge, Mark Niebrugge. Long three on the way, no good. Didn't block out the other Niebrugge, Jeremy, and he lays it in. He's got 5 rebounds out of the guard spot already. Didn't block him out, and he made Galesburg pay, 20-15. Comes the pressure by Tutopoulos. Ryan McElmurray at half court, just about to bring it across and set up the offense. 1-4 alignment, right wing to Dalton Davis. Up top to Victor Davis. Left wing now, McElmurray about 30 feet out. Puts it on the floor. He attacks the middle, kicks it out. Garrett Williams, high arching three, no good. Early in the offense for that. And Niebrugge, another rebound. Jeremy Niebrugge with 6 boards early on out of his guard spot. He has the basketball now. Streaks by 5-7 seconds to go in the quarter. Working on Davis. Tries to get a shot off. He traveled with the basketball. Galesburg with 3.8 to work and a 5-point lead in the first quarter.
Third Wooden Shoes turnover. The Silver Streaks have played such a solid quarter. Not a turnover yet in this period. We've been shooting the ball well. The only blemish is that offensive rebounds were given up to Tutopoulos.
Ball inbounded to Dalton Davis. He forgets about the time, then takes a dribble half court, launches it, and missed it short. Solid first quarter for the Silver Streaks. They lead Tutopoulos 20-15. We'll take the break. Come back with the second quarter. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Roberts & Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by?
With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Say that. Out of collision.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14. WGIL.
Town basketball to begin the second quarter. Galesburg on top 20-15. Every streak starter has scored. Up top, now they work it on the left wing to Trey Braun, who's in the game, B-R-A-U-N. Up top now with the basketball, Luke Bouchure goes to the left side, dumps it down low, working for a hook shot inside. No good by Braun, and the rebound taken out. Dalton Davis with the basketball. He pushes in a hurry up court, 5-point lead, looking to add to it. Chad Thompson covered up for a three on the right wing. Skips it across Dalton Davis. He'll shoot the three left side. That's short. Rebound out front to Chad Thompson on the offensive glass. He's got his second rebound. And Galesburg resets just underway in the second quarter. 5-point streaks lead. Brandon Thompson down low to Victor Davis on the right baseline. Up top, Chad. Wide open three. Missed it. Rebound. Got to get that one to
Need
go down.
That one. I mean, Sam that was, he had a long time to measure that one. Nobody in the neighborhood. Normally, he'll make it if he has that much time.
Niebrugge with it, left wing, up top, wide open three put up, and splashed through by Derek Thompson. His fourth three in this tournament, and that cuts the Galesburg lead to 20-18. So what a turnaround. Victor, a three on the right side. He missed it off the back of the iron. Not his shot in that particular situation. Didn't need that, but sure, the rebound. T-Town, they could tie it or take the lead right here after being down by as many as eight in the first quarter. Bounce pass inside. Chad Thompson fighting for the basketball. It's loose. Galesburg gets the turnover. Good play by Thompson to front the post. Dalton Davis down the left side. Shut up off the glass. No good. And a two-shot foul. They tried to get the charge down there. Dalton instead is going to shoot a pair of free throws. Buescher picks up the foul, his first, team fourth. Dalton one for two at the line, has 3 points.
Vintage Dalton Davis.
Yep.
Not many teams have a kid like that that's just so determined that he'll force his way in and more times than not draw the foul. And he actually doled out the punishment there, but his man was not set as he hits the first free throw. So his man goes to the floor, probably has a fat lip, and Dalton gets to shoot the free throws.
Two out of three at the line now. He has 4 points in the game. Brandon Thompson and Victor Davis both had five in the first quarter to lead Galesburg. Second by Brandon, or Dalton Davis, rather, splashes that one through. 22-18, Galesburg. T-Town cut it to two. Now Galesburg full court pressure. They're able to break it. Bringing it up, Niebrugge on the left side. Thompson there, Thompson down low. The feed and a bucket by Sam Schaefer, his third. He was wide open. That was an overplay on defense, and Galesburg paid. Sam Schaefer with six, and then on the out-of-bounds line, Victor Davis in front of the scorer's table. Some pressure put on him. He dribbled it down the line. The first Galesburg turnover.
Silver Streaks doing a good job in balance. You mentioned, Mike, everybody had scored. We need to continue that, but we still got to get Victor back inside. Tutopoulos,
yep.
Yeah, they're big, but Victor is still the strongest player on that court, and you still got to get him the ball in the paint.
Niebrugge with it up top. Half talked by Brandon Thompson. He got the steal. Five turnovers. Victor, two on two. To the glass. Shot. No foul. Yes, he'll shoot two. I love that move. Go strong to the bucket. They cannot match up with his strength.
Well, if you watch Galesburg much, you're seeing Victor out on the break. Not that he's selfish, but his best bet is to keep the ball. He almost always will. So you want to go over there if you're the opponent and try and set yourself knowing that he's going to go to the basket as he misses free throw number one. That's easier said than done because when Victor's on the loose, standing in front of him is not good for your health, but he's going to go to the basket hard.
Blake Thiel in the ballgame for the first time, a 6'3 senior guard for Tutopoulos. Victor Davis, another free throw coming up. He is one for two from the line, and he got that one to go down. Victor now with 6 points in the game, and Galesburg a 23-20 lead. Very, very good team in T-Town. Trying to get it across, and they finally do. They've gone pretty deep into their bench, and then a foul call deep in the backcourt on Dalton Davis as he reached in on Trey Braun. Just number two on Galesburg. 5:45 to go, first half, 23-20 Galesburg. And they'll try it again as we bring it up the floor with Derek Thompson. Thompson guarded by Brandon Thompson. Gets it over to Braun on the right side. Back to Thompson. He's guarded by Brandon Thompson. Attacks the middle of the lane. Dishes off. Sandstrom missed the layup this time. And Victor Davis the rebound. That's the second one up close he's missed. And Dalton Davis with the push. Galesburg the ball. 5:20 to go first half and a three-point lead. He's guarded up top by Nick Schumacher. But he could take him off the dribble. Shoemaker, rather. Up top, Victor Davis. Dalton Davis now left wing. Shoemaker out on him. And a bad pass up top by Dalton. Back the other way. Left-hand layup is good by Derek Thompson. Five in the quarter, and they're within one, 23-22. Tough pass up top, and then a whistle of some sort and
reach foul.
A reach-in foul. Shoemaker picks up his second foul. That's a big foul. They've already committed six. 4:59 to play in the first half. Galesburg shooting the rest of the way. Now go to the basket.
Well, as we said, the streaks came out right out of the gate in this game with a ton of energy. I think we're starting to wear down a little bit here. We've got to keep it up. You have a letdown against this team, and you'll find yourself giving up points in a hurry.
That's a bad pass by Brandon Thompson. Left his feet, tried to dump it down to Victor Davis, simply threw it away, and now they come. Braun, pull-up jumper, top of the key, stuck it. Actually, it was Thompson, Derek Thompson. He is wearing Galesburg out, seven in the quarter. They now have the lead, 24-23, 4.5 minutes to go. First half, turnover, and they made Galesburg pay. McElmurray bringing it up against Thompson. Right wing, Dalton Davis looking for Victor inside. He's covered up, dribbles over to the top of the key, skips it over to Brandon Thompson on the left wing. Brandon Thompson up top with the basketball. He drives middle, shot, good!
Beautiful.
That was beautiful elevation.
Outstanding. Our first field goal of the quarter, by the way, comes at the 4:12 mark of the second, puts us back on top by a point.
BT with seven in the ballgame. On the left wing with it, Niebrugge, who's back in, 4-2 Topolus, now top of the key. They hand it off, and a whistle up top as Thiel had the basketball, and a foul called on Galesburg. Maybe Brandon Thompson. Yes. Brandon Thompson's first, just the third on Galesburg. Again, T-Town with six, 4:01 to play first half. Galesburg a one-point lead, 25-24. He'll take it out of bounds. Underneath to do it, Jordan Michaels, 6'5" senior. He's played a lot out on the perimeter as well. Gets it down, or inbound, should say, to another new guy in the game, Brent Dieters, and a shot good inside, and a foul. It's actually pronounced Thaley, T-H-E-O-L-E. Brandon Thompson just committed his second foul, and Thaley's going to get a free throw as they reclaim the 26-25 lead, 3:56 to go in the first half.
They're 5 of 7 here in the second quarter from the field. They are tough to defend in that half court, a very balanced team. As you said, Mike, they no one player do they rely on, but they got a bunch of them that can score.
27-25, T-Town back up on top by two, and they'll apply some pressure. Dalton Davis across half court with the left-hand bounce. Now top of the key, bounces over on the right side to McElmurray beyond the three-point line. He's trying to call someone up top. He dribbles middle and a reach-in foul, and he's going to get a one-on-one. That's the way to drive it toward the bucket to dish off, and they call the foul on Derek Thompson, his first. So McElmurray a one-and-one here, and he is one of two in the tournament from the free throw line, 55% on the season. He has 4 points in the game. Everything big here.
As is often the case with all three of our guards, when they are able to penetrate and drive, good things generally happen for us. It's when we get to standing around outside, we get a little complacent, miss a three-point shot or two, and I think that carries over to the defensive end too. So McElmurray hits the free throw, and we are within a point of tying this thing up.
McElmurray's had an outstanding tournament, averaging almost 10 points a game. He has five right now, make it six as he splashed both free throws through. Now the pressure. Galesburg will apply, tied at 27, 3:40 to go first half. Get it to Niebrugge, he bounces out, and they'll bring it across with his guard mate, Derek Thompson. Thompson with it now, top of the key, right around that Panther logo. Out on the right side now, driving, and picking up is Thaley, right side jumper put up by Niebrugge. No, put back inside by their big kid, but missed it. Michaels, and the rebound taken off the floor. Victor Davis grabbed his fifth. Back the other way, a bad pass trying to get on the backside of the Tutopolis defense, and now they have the basketball. Left wing, Thompson with it. Down low, double team, back to Thompson on the left wing. Up top, Niebrugge inside, reaching from behind Chad Thompson. He poked Dieters as they passed it into the post, right around where the dotted line was. Chad's second foul, Galesburg's fifth now. 3:05 to go at the first half, tied at 27. Third place game of this Charleston Holiday Tournament. A great matchup right here. Up top with it now, trying to get rid of the basketball on the left wing. He'll move it around. Top of the key, now working on the left side. Derek Thompson, a lot of the ball handling, right wing now. Michaels up top. Niebrugge, he's trapped right of the circle, bounces up. Daring Thaley to shoot the three. Down on the left side, driving to the basket. And no foul called, but Thompson able to muscle it in. 9 in the quarter for Derek Thompson, and they're back up top, 29-27. He's averaging just 6.3 in the tournament and already has 9. 2:30 to go, first half. On the left side, Chad Thompson, long three. He is off the iron, and the rebound, he is off the last couple of games.
Yeah, we can't beat this team if we don't hit some of those shots because our offense is geared up to get that shot, and when we get it in time and time, we miss it. It just starts to wear on us. We've got to make some of those.
Shooting 24% from three-point range in this tournament. T-Town, a two-point lead, 2:08 to go, first half. Thaley driving, dumps it down low. Michaels got away with a walk that time, and instead Chad Thompson just picked up his third foul. He's going to take a seat. And a couple of free throws coming up from T-Town, who leads by two.
Now, T-Town utilizing, they realize where we're not as strong defensively. They're going right at Chad Thompson. He's trying hard, but he's just still not strong enough to handle these kids. He spent a little more time in the weight room, I think, for Tutopolis, and they are going right after him. They're not trying to go after Victor, you notice, but then nobody usually does.
Michaels misses the first free throw. Ricketts back in for Galesburg. Michaels now 1 of 3 from the line with a point, trying to give his team a three-point lead. It's 29-27. 2:03 to go, first half. Michaels' second free throw. He missed that one as well. Victor Davis is 6th board of the game.
Oh, that's refreshing. They missed two.
And they don't miss many. They're a 73% free throw shooting team. Victor Davis, top of the key. Dalton Davis now. Left side, trying to back his way in. Goes toward the basket. Shot no good. And he was off balance. The rebound taken out for T-Town by Niebrugge. He has got 7. Pull-up jumper on the baseline. No good. Victor Davis, nice carom. As Thaley missed the shot, and a reach-in foul, I think, on Michaels will send Victor Davis to the free throw line.
Yeah.
That's a big opportunity as Michaels now has 2, along with Shoemaker, their leading scorer.
We actually caught a break that time. That ball hung up on the rim. If it comes off on a normal one hop, they're going to get a putback, but it hung up. The guy for Tutopolis jumped a little early. Victor on the second hop got it. They double-teamed him as soon as he got the rebound, hacked him. And now, yeah, this is nice. Victor at the line here with a chance to pull us back into a tie if he makes both free throws.
He's got 6 points in the game. He's 2 of 3 from the line. Again, everything's big. This team's big, and they're very good. Free throw by Davis is through.
Speaking of big, they have their version of Ryan Ricketts in the game, number 54, Marshall Schultz. He's 6'6 and 290. We were told by the coaching staff that Ryan tipped the scales at 281 when they measured him today, so... Some beef out there for both teams.
Tied at 29 as Davis made both free throws. They have played a dozen guys now off their
nice,
bench.
Nice,
and then
nice.
A steal up top, 3-on-1 Galesburg.
Yes.
Lays it
beautiful.
In. Dalton Davis. That was pretty. Off the turnover by T-Town. They now have 6, 31-29. Galesburg back on top. 1:25 to go, first half. 1-2-1-1 pressure. Lobbing across, putting it on the floor. Thompson on the left side. Nobody stopped him. He goes underneath the basket. Scoop shot. Beautiful shot by him.
It was, because if he goes up from the near side, Victor Davis was going to knock that into the third row.
My goodness.
And he hung up all the way underneath the basket, curled it around. What a spectacular shot.
He's got 11 all in this quarter and leads them in scoring. Left side, Garrett Williams with the ball. Under a minute to go in a five-second play. You got to get rid of the basketball. Cannot hold on to the ball over there. Bad turnover. 57 seconds to go in the first half, tied at 31. Galesburg now with all of its turnovers in the second quarter, 5 of them.
So much fun. This game is being played at a real high level. It's been an excellent first half. You can tell why these teams have gone 2-1 in this tournament. This is a terrific matchup, and I just hope the Streaks can keep up their intensity and smart play that they've had most of the half here and play this well the whole game.
From the left side, driving, and Niebrugge gets it stripped. Are they going to call a foul on that? My goodness.
Got to call one on 52.
Absolutely.
Bleavernecht. He pushed Garrett Williams out of the way. Oh, that's not a bad call.
He wasn't even near the play. Williams picks up his first. He'll send Teton to the line for a 1-1. It's Niebrugge. He's got 4 points all in the first quarter and 7 rebounds. Chance to reclaim the lead on a 1-1 opportunity. They have not been solid at the line so far in this game. And he missed the front end of the 1-1. Rebound popped loose. That's... it was off of Ricketts' hand.
Oh.
That's unfortunate. Again, another opportunity. Stepping on the line on the sideline. A bad pass, and this time not grabbing the basketball. If it ends up being a two-point win the other way, there's little things like that that you have got to eliminate. Up top with the basketball. One of their big kids over there, Bleepernick. Now on the right wing, Niebrugge.
Not any easy names on this team, is there?
No, there's several. Up top with it now. They are probably going to hold for one, although not just standing there. Niebrugge with the basketball. He hands it off to you guys in the same place to, I'm guessing, his brother Mark Niebrugge. And now over to the guy who's really hurt, Galesburg, Derek Thompson, with 11 points all in this quarter. 15 seconds to go, tied at 31. Niebrugge, Jeremy Niebrugge with the basketball. 10 seconds, guarded by McElmurray. They hand to Thompson now. Thompson, 7 seconds, working on McElmurray. Crossover dribble down the middle. Pull-up left-handed shot, swished it. He has had a massive first half, and that is the end of one half of basketball at Teutopolis with the lead, 33-31. Want to take this opportunity to thank Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan as they provide our transportation to the tournament. A 2010 Nissan Altima, beautiful, beautiful car, gets 30 miles per gallon and a 5-year, 60,000 mile factory warranty. And that's hardly any of all the amenities: power moonroof, push button start, power seat, CD player, a lot more. And you can save some moolah. January 4th through then, you could take advantage of a $1,500 rebate or combine 1.9% 60-month financing with a $500 rebate. And again, it's great on gas, plenty of room, and even in this nasty weather. Had some more of it, I know, back home, and we had a little bit of that here. It's a great car, and go check it out. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. They have 15 2010 Altimas in stock ready for delivery. T-Tom will lead at the break, 33-31. Back with the halftime in just a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24-7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services Halftime Report. Brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey. Getting you back into the game.
At the half, T-Town on a shot by the guy who's killed Galesburg in the first half, Derek Thompson, gives them, T-Town, a 33-31 lead. The halftime brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back in the game. Galesburg had an 8-point lead in the first quarter at 17-9. T-Town outscored him 6-3 the rest of the way. Galesburg led by 5 after 1, and then Tutopoulos an 18-11 run in the second quarter. 13 of the 18 points by Thompson, and they lead at 33-31 at the half. And they have not had much of a cushion on Galesburg in this game, but Galesburg again the 8-point lead. That one hurts. The stats brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs.
Tutopoulos shooting very well, 54%. They're 14 out of 26 from the field, 7 of 12 in that second quarter. And really the Silver Streaks, if you were to look at the limited scoring for Victor Davis and our three-point shooting, and I'd say on paper we'd be farther behind than we are, but we've had good balance, good effort, and we've made some free throws and hung in there to only be down by 2 at this point. Silver Streaks 43% from the field, 10 of 23 overall in the half, with just 2 field goals in that second quarter, 2 out of 7. And we also had a little ball handling problem. After no turnovers in the first quarter, we committed 5 in the second, and that limited our shot opportunities. Rebounding edge to Tutopoulos right now, I've got it 15-12 on the boards. Again, the big concern on our defensive glass, we've given up a 6 offensive rebounds to Tutopoulos, and on at least 3 of those occasions, maybe 4, they've turned those right back into points. Chad Thompson's been out of the game with 3 fouls. He's not been real effective rebounding, helping Victor down low. And, you know, we need Chad to hit some 3-pointers here as well in the second half when the offense gets that set up. So a lot of pressure to put in some certain spots, but if you're going to compete at a high level and play with a team like Tutopoulos, you've got to have everybody hitting on the same cylinder.
Galesburg, ironically being saved by free throw shooting, 9 of 11 in the first half. They have 2 3-point field goals. Tutopoulos just 2 of 6 from the line and 1-3 to their credit. And strangely enough, this team even rebounding with the opponents in the tournament right now, out-rebounding Galesburg, who has a plus 19 advantage through 3 games in the tournament. We'll bring you the second half in a moment. The halftime report brought to you by attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. 33-31 at the break. Tutopoulos leads Galesburg. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hi, this is Jeff and Lori from Kohl's Diamond Gallery.
Some places want to fool you with the illusion of great values, but what they don't tell you is that the quality has suffered dramatically.
Lori and I take a lot of pride in every piece of merchandise in our store. We hand-select every diamond, which means you'll never find anything less than the finest quality.
Come and let the Kohl's Diamond Gallery family take care of you. We will make sure you're satisfied with your purchase and guarantee you'll want to visit us again.
Kohl's Diamond Gallery, 54 South Seminary, downtown Galesburg. Forever, start here.
I'm Bill Butts. Divorce can be a disaster to the family situation, for grandparents, uncles, and aunts, as well as obviously to the children. That's why Illinois courts now favor mediation as a way of allowing the parents to work together to keep all these family relationships as intact as possible. Our office is committed to this goal.
If you're going through the complicated challenges of a divorce, turn to someone who has your family's best interests at heart. Turn to Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at GalesburgCars.com.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Van at Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. There's a winter weather advisory in effect until midnight. Also tonight, snow accumulation about an inch, low around 26. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of snow showers in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, high of 29, low of 8. And New Year's Day, partly sunny with a high of 17. Right now it is 30 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Halftime, Tutopolis leading Galesburg 33-31. If we can get a word momentarily, a brief one with assistant coach Steve Cheeseman. As Galesburg is back out on the floor, Tutopolis back out on the floor, but the coaches are not yet back out on the floor. The players are out there shooting around. Tutopolis out there shooting around, and Jim standing at the scorer's table wondering, like I am, where are the coaches? So at this point, they are walking out now, about a minute 38 to go before we get into the second half of basketball. You may try and grab him real quick, maybe get in a question here with a two-point lead by the Wooden Shoes. We go down to the floor, Jim Lee and Steve Cheeseman.
All right, Coach Steve Cheeseman, we played a real solid first half in many ways, still down two. What do we got to do to get over the top?
I thought that, you know, we really, really ran our offense well for the first quarter and a half, and then we got a little lethargic. We didn't move the ball. We didn't move people very well. When we do that, we do get a little lethargic and back on our heels and don't have a lot of flow to our offense. We got to get back to that. We can't let our guard down defensively. They're just really solid in the half court and solid fundamentally. It's a great ball game against another good basketball team.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
Steve Cheeseman with Jim Lee, and he's very true. He's very right about that. It is a very good basketball game right now, and Tutopolis, a very good team. They come in 10-2. They lost, did not shoot well at all against Effingham, and Effingham got a little revenge from an earlier defeat, a double-digit defeat against Tutopolis. Beat them last night at a jam-packed Baker Gymnasium. And they are in the third-place game. Galesburg had the misfortune of opening up against a very good Edwardsville team and dropped that game 56-40 and rolled off a couple of wins in a row. And so that's how the two teams get here. Tutopolis beat Mattoon, Rantoul, to get to this game, and then lost to Effingham. It's Galesburg basketball to begin the third quarter of play. Let's see if they can turn the tables and run an 18-11 on T-Town. See if they can continue to run that offense well. Dalton Davis, Brandon Thompson, Chad Thompson, Victor Davis, and Ryan McElmurray on the floor for the guys in gold and black. Up top, Victor Davis with the ball. Gets it over on the left wing to Dalton Davis. Up top, Ryan McElmurray. Fighting through screens, right baseline. Victor Davis puts it on the floor. He's going to try and pull his way to the basket. Skips it over to Chad Thompson. He was very reluctant to shoot that basketball right there. Up top, Ryan McElmurray with it now. Kind of stationary with the offense. Not a lot of movement just yet. Down low to Victor on the baseline. He is trying to size up his man, and he double dribbled. He had Sandon Schaefer. He was trying to work on him and back him in, but he simply double dribbled. So a wasted possession there to open the third quarter. And you got to put some pressure on. Really going to have to start forcing some turnovers. Six in the first half by T-Town. That's not very many. Handing it off to Niebrugge over on the right wing. He's looking for someone to get it to. Down on the baseline, gets it to Michaels. Michaels working against Chad Thompson, and they will probably go after Thompson with three fouls. Picked up his third foul in the second quarter. Up top with it, Michaels, right wing. Niebrugge with the basketball, kind of dribbling around, looks, attacks the middle, spins, goes to the basket, tough shot, lays it in off the glass.
Well, what a collection of moves he had to get himself in position to take that shot. That takes a lot of practice, what he did with the basketball there. Spun several times, worked his defender, backed himself in, and then got the short shot.
Right wing with it, Brandon Thompson, guarded closely. He attacks the baseline, floating shot with the right hand, no good, and the rebound pulled out by Sand Schaefer. It's one and done, basically, for Galesburg on the offensive end. Niebrugge on the baseline, 18-footer. It is short, and the rebound out of bounds, or was it a push? It hit the top of the backboard, so it's a team rebound of sorts for the Silver Streaks, who will go full court, down 35-31. We've played a minute and a half in the third quarter. Ball inbounded to Ryan McElmurray, and they'll fall back man-to-man defense. So T-Town, they're not messing with the zone. They're going straight up man-to-man.
Well, and we got to go straight up to Victor Davis then, because he's got to make something happen.
And he's going to the hole now, and he just made it happen. He laid it in off the right side, and that's we're going to see a lot of that in the quarter. 35-33. Galesburg on the short end of that score. Tutopolis the lead with the basketball. Inside,
oh,
Michaels gets his way to the basket, laid it in, and a foul. That pass, actually, it wasn't Michaels. I take that back. It was Shoemaker. That was way too easy.
Well, and they get the mismatch because for all Dalton Davis can work on
nothing
defense,
he can do.
Shoemaker's 6'5". I mean, Dalton can't do anything with that when he gets the ball halfway down the lane, and all he can do is foul him. Now we've got a three-point opportunity.
Shoemaker made it. When I say too easy, the pass that got down to him was just simple. Not anything in the passing lane at all. 38-33, their biggest lead of the game right now. Five with 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Galesburg needs a basket. Deep on the right wing, Brandon Thompson. Dalton Davis now with it, top of the key. Now they have switched over to his own defense. Skipping it across. Brandon Thompson down the baseline. Chad Thompson, three on the way. No. And the rebound taken, but out of bounds with the basketball was Shoemaker. So a rebound and a turnover, but not one that was forced by Galesburg. But we'll take it. Victor Davis out of bounds. So kind of like an offensive rebound. Chad, ice cold right now. Brandon Thompson with it right of the circle. Inside to Victor Davis. Step back jumper, free throw line. In and out it goes. Rebound to Michaels. And better be careful now.
Yep. Yeah, we've caught several breaks on out of bounds here that we got the ball, but we haven't done anything with it. We're struggling on offense. We're lacking some energy. We've got a foul on McElmurray out high right now. But we've got to get back to that energy we brought out to this court in the first quarter if we want to stay in this game, because Tutopoulos is just too good. They are going to be very consistent, and you're just going to have to be a little bit better to beat them.
Thompson gets the inbounds pass. They go over on the left wing to Michaels. 6'5 player, likes to hang out the perimeter. Niebrugge down the lane. Scoop shot good. Niebrugge with eight, and they have extended the lead to 7, 40-33. Third quarter, not a good start for the Streaks as T-Towns come right after him. Out on the left wing, Brandon Thompson.
Guard's got to penetrate. I know it's a zone, but still, we can't just stand out here and hold the ball. Let's get after it.
Chad Thompson with it. Skips it across to Dalton Davis out on the left wing. Up top, Brandon Thompson. He'll fire a long three. Got all the rim. Nothing there. Victor Davis tipped it once. Loose on the floor. Dalton Davis knocked it away from him. And there Thompson comes away with the rebound. They got a chance for another bucket. Missed it on the baseline. Niebrugge got the rebound over Victor Davis. Just wanted it more. Here's Shoemaker with a shot inside. And they've opened up a 9-point lead.
Yeah, Victor Davis isn't going to want to see the film on that because he got dominated there.
42-33. Has the ball. Goes inside. Gets it stripped. Turnover on Gator. T-Town about to run away. 2-on-1. Shoemaker to the goal. Layup good. And they now lead it by 11. Timeout. On the floor, Shoemaker with 7 in the quarter. 4 by Niebrugge, and Galesburg in big trouble. Down 11. We'll take the timeout. 4:20 to go. Third quarter. This is Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by?
With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras. I can't
say that. Out of collision.
Pick up the new red WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Not going to beat it.
T-Town on an 11-2 run. They've opened up an 11-point lead on the Silver Streaks, 44-33. Galesburg with the ball.
Yeah, Mike, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Like we were talking, we just got to have energy. You know, Brandon Thompson brought out so much, but it took him 15, 20 seconds to get to the timeout huddle that time. He was just walking back. We have got to use our conditioning for four full quarters to have a chance to beat this excellent Tutopoulos team, and we cannot hang our heads.
Dalton Davis with the basketball, almost looking to double him, gives it over to Brandon Thompson.
That
Brandon
way, Brandon,
puts it on the
that
floor,
way.
Goes to the
nice.
Goal. Nice
Good
shot.
Job.
Somehow got that shot over two of their post players. 44-35. Now with it, Michaels up top. The pass goes. They'll shoot a three with one of their big guys. Thank you very much. Missing that shot. Tipped out of bounds, unfortunately, by Victor Davis. Got to come down with that. Sam Schaefer shooting a three. He has not made a three in this tournament. And unfortunately, Galesburg cannot corral the rebound, though. Down 9, 3:48 to go third quarter. T-Town basketball underneath their own hoop. They get the ball into Niebrugge, the starting guard who's played very well. Left side, look out. Thompson, three on the way. Good! Thompson with 16, and they extend the lead, 47-35. 3:35 to go third quarter. They just murder you.
Well, it makes you respect the Effingham team, which beat these guys last night. And a lot of us had given the tournament title to Edwardsville on the first night. They may have their work cut out for them if Effingham's good enough to beat these guys.
Brandon Thompson gets the ball, drives to the basket. He's fouled, missed the shot. He'll shoot two, so he's going to the hole.
Yep.
And that's what you got to do. But on the defensive end, they are getting no stops at all. And Hal Thompson was wide open. I'm guessing screens, double screen to get him open on the left wing. Thompson at the line. Brandon has seven in the game. A 70% free throw shooter. Shot up good on the first attempt, 47-36. Teutopolis lead, 3:18 to go, third quarter.
This is a balanced Teutopolis team, like we said, but based on what we've seen tonight, the one that really does have a chance to be a big scorer for this team, Derek Thompson, he's got moves inside. He shoots real well from the outside, a very confident player, and we're really impressed.
Brandon Thompson now with 11 in the ballgame as he made both free throws, 47-37. Galesburg, the one thing they have done is shoot free throws in this game. Been outstanding from the line, 11 of 13. Up top with it, Niebrugge. Spinning on Ryan McElmurray. He goes, no-look pass, stolen away. McElmurray comes up with it. And he is fouled in transition. Picking up the foul for Teutopolis. Bliebernick. Not even going to try and spell that for you. First foul and number two on T-Town. Leading by 10, 2:59 to go, third quarter.
It'd be great to get this thing down to 6 points by the quarter break because, you know, Teutopolis is, but they can't be this good all the time. I mean, they're going to make, they finally had a turnover on the offensive end, and you hope that maybe they'll have a little lull. Maybe we can hit a couple of shots and still stay in this thing. We need to finish strong here in this third quarter, though.
Victor Davis with it, top of the key. Fallback jumper, left elbow. He missed that one badly. Victor with just 10 in the game, and he's trying to force it a little bit. Niebrugge with his eighth rebound. Out on the right side. Now he gets it back. Back to a wide-open three-point shooter. Good. No, it's a foot on the line. Buescher, a two. And the lead back to 12, 49-37, Teutopolis. Dalton Davis quickly back the other way. On the left side, they get it down to Victor Davis, trying to fight through a double team. Three by Brandon Thompson, right side. No good off the front of the rim. Dalton Davis fighting
wow.
for the rebound and a basket and a foul. That was hard work right there.
Well, you love seeing a kid play basketball that hard as he did like that. The Teutopolis fans are sitting right behind us.
That
and
was
they
fantastic.
Were, they were groaning, and I think groaning in appreciation of the effort of Dalton Davis of Galesburg to keep that play alive. And get us back within 10, maybe 9 with a free throw coming.
Got 9 in the game going for number 10 and get the lead under 10 if he can get this free throw to go down. And he does. He's played a very good game so far.
And a pretty good tournament overall.
He really has. 49-40 and then across half court, a whistle. And a lot of bodies hitting the floor. Dalton Davis now just picked up his third foul. He and Chad Thompson, 3 apiece, 2 by Brandon Thompson. 2:18 to go, third quarter, 49-40, Teutopolis. They get the ball into Buescher. He's in the backcourt, hawked by Dalton Davis. Gets it across the timeline, and they're going to jump out, try and double-team, and back off just a little bit. Now in the hands of Bliebernick, who committed their last two fouls. Pull-up jumper, no good. Tipped out of bounds, though, unfortunately. Whoa, I thought it went off Victor's hands. Instead, it's Galesburg basketball. We'll take that. As Shoemaker likes to take that long jumper up top. He's hit a three in the tournament. Did not hit that one. So a chance to get a little closer here. 2:02 to go, third quarter, down 9. Victor Davis across half court, 2-on-2. He is on the right wing now. Picks up the dribble, and now he's in a bit of trouble. He's going to have to get rid of the ball. Gets it to Chad Thompson. Timeout, Mike Reynolds had no choice but to save him there with every possession. Very valuable. It's a 30-second break. We'll hang on to it here.
Teutopolis has done a terrific job on Victor Davis on both ends of the court. I can't remember Victor going up uncontested for a rebound in this one. I mean, anything he's got, it's been second and third bats up in the air. And on the offensive end, they will not let him get to the rack.
No.
He's been able to get some shots off around the perimeter, but he just cannot get underneath the basket with a good look and be able to use the glass. This Teutopolis team, a lot of double teams. They'll go the straight man, but you notice as soon as Victor gets the ball a little ways from the basket, the other guy's ready to come off his man, and as soon as Victor makes one move toward the basket, he's got help side, and it's a double team as soon as Victor tries to get to the hole. And we've been real impressed with Teutopolis' team effort on defense.
They are so long, and they really make it tough when they can double-team with it. Brandon Thompson across the baseline to Dalton Davis. McElmurray driving down the middle. BT, three on the right baseline. In and out. Cannot get it to go down. Working hard.
There we go.
Back.
That was
nice. A man's play there. Victor with a dozen. 49-42. I don't care who you are. You can't handle that. And now we need to get a turnover here as Niebrugge gets it across. And now into the hands of Shoemaker on the left baseline. Buescher, now Mark Niebrugge, 6'2" sophomore. Top of the key, into the hands of Levernicht. Levernicht now down on the left baseline. Nigabrugi, he shoots the shot. Missed it. Victor Davis pulls his ninth rebound away.
Now's our chance.
Yes,
little,
it is.
Little lull by Tutopoulos. Our chance to cut this thing down here as the third quarter ends.
They wanted to travel out of McElmurray. Free throw line area. Victor puts his head down and a foul on the floor. Their guy goes tumbling. Fourth team foul on T-Town.
That's a tough foul to take, but it's the right call.
It was Levernicht again.
You know, Levernicht, I mean, Victor just took the ball, lowered his shoulder, went right into Levernicht, but he wasn't set, and he got bowled over, but he also got the foul.
Boy, looking for a nice play here. Brandon Thompson lobs it into Victor. Three by McElmurray.
Be there, left bucket.
Side.
Oh.
Could not get it to fall. Rebound taken by Buescher. A lot of open threes. They're just missing them. If those go down, we got a much closer game. The other way, Shoemaker out of control, and he gets
blocking
the benefit
foul.
Of a blocking foul on Chad Thompson, and he has four now.
Yeah, again, you know, our offense is set up. We know that we don't have the size to be able to compete down low a lot, so we got set up a lot of offensive sets to get the three-point shot, and we've gotten those looks in this game. We've executed it well, but you've got to finish by making the shot, and we have rarely done that, and that's why we're down by 8, 50-42.
Shoemaker makes the free throw. He's got 12 points in the game, 50-42. With 49 seconds to go in the quarter, got to keep it under double digits, no question about it. Somehow you're going to have to find a way to get them to turn the ball over a little bit more. Second free throw is good. It's been him in this quarter that's given Galesburg fits, 51-42. It was Thompson in his second quarter, and he has a game-high 16 points. McElmurray in the backcourt, they are pressing. 43 seconds, Brandon Thompson gets it across. Who's going to make the big shot? Dalton Davis up top, Victor Davis. Left side. McElmurray back to Victor, top of the key, puts it on the floor, skips it down to Dalton Davis on the baseline. He penetrates, he's cut off. Now he's trapped, trying to get Brandon Thompson cut to the basket. Good hustle to keep the ball
alive. Great hustle by Brandon Thompson.
Up top, Victor Davis, 23 seconds to go in the half, reset the offense, down 9, 20 seconds to go. Top of the key, Dalton Davis gets by his man, jump stop. Bounces it over to McElmurray, left wing. Yep. Nothing going on there.
Get the last shot of the quarter now. Let's wait for the last shot.
Dalton Davis, he is ridden with 9 seconds on the clock. Foul on the floor.
Brandon Thompson dove over two people with that ball on the floor to keep the possession alive and kick it out. That was a terrific hustle play by Brandon.
Mark Niebrugge, the foul. Ball inbounded up top to Brandon Thompson. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. He gets a screen from Victor Davis. Puts it on the floor. Trying to attack the basket. Leaning shot. No good. Victor Davis tipped it up. Nothing there. And boy, oh boy, everything is a battle inside as Victor Davis trying to get a tip in. Could not get it to fall. And one more quarter to go in this third place game. And Tutopoulos with a 9-point lead. 51-42. As we enter the fourth quarter, this is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
One quarter left. Galesburg facing a 9-point deficit and Tutopoulos with the basketball. Lotto double teaming now, and they throw the ball inside. Ryan Ricketts gets the benefit and stole it away. Galesburg's McElmurray, 3-on-3. To the goal. Shot no good. Are we going to get a charge or a block? Man
blocks
the deck. A blocking foul called on Tutopoulos, specifically Trey Braun. His second, T-Town's sixth team foul. It's a two-shot violation. McElmurray with 6 points in the game. He's 2 for 2 from the line already. Galesburg in the game, 12 of 14 from the stripe. See if they can keep that up. McElmurray, first free throw on the way. Good.
Well, we've needed a good free throw shooting game like this. And we've said all along, you don't beat a good team without shooting free throws well. Problem tonight is our field goal shooting, just 38%, while T-Town is 55% from the field.
McElmurray missed the second free throw, falling out of bounds, but grabbing the rebound. Shoemaker, they wanted a foul. We wanted to travel. So McElmurray splits the two free throws up top. Niebrugge is fouled. McElmurray or Brandon Thompson?
Mac.
It's McElmurray. So Galesburg commits its sixth foul, or is that fifth foul? Man, they're quick on that board. So Galesburg one more to give. T-Town with no more to give. Galesburg can shoot the rest of the way with a T-Town foul. Driving on the left side and dumping it off to Shoemaker up top. Now right of the circle is Niebrugge. Up top now. They move the basketball around. One of the guards, Braun, with it. Now they give it over to Thompson, the guy who was just deadly with the left-hand shot in the first half. Dribbling through traffic is Shoemaker. Down low, Victor
nice
Davis.
Job,
good job.
Victor.
To swat the ball away. They have 11 turnovers now.
Excellent defense by Galesburg that possession.
8-point lead, T-Town. 7:08 to play. Galesburg basketball. Left wing, dangerous pass by Thompson. Davis, Dalton drives the basket. Nice call because he had the advantage. He went strong. He'll shoot two as he's fouled.
Yep, Dalton saw that opening. As you want your guard to do, when you see it, you go. And especially when you're down, you want to get there, maybe get to the hole and get a three-point opportunity. Didn't get the shot down, but two free throws coming.
Dalton has 10 in the game. Oh. Darn it, missed the free throw. So one of three now in the quarter after I praised him.
Every
12
opportunity.
12 of 14 coming in.
So precious here right now, trailing a good team by 8 points with 7 minutes to go.
Braun goes out. Michaels, a little bigger kid, comes back in. Second free throw by Dalton Davis is no good.
Accommodated too much. Too short on the first one. Too long on the second one.
Rebound off the floor by Sandschaefer. His fourth carom of the game. T-Town with the ball and an 8-point lead. 6:55 to play. Michaels with it. Dribbles out. Left wing. Bounce pass up top to Thompson. Guarded by Brandon Thompson. Thompson puts it on the floor. Shuffle pass over to Michaels on the right wing beyond the three-point line. Lobs it over the head of Victor Davis, and they score. Sandschaefer beat him to the basket, and the pass was a beauty. 53-43. T-Town, a 10-point lead again. 6:30 to play in the game. You can see Garrett Williams check in. Next dead ball. And their defense is really clamped down. Galesburg just 11 points in the third quarter. Up top to Victor Davis. He's going to put it on the floor. He drives. Shot up off the glass. Had the basketball for a moment, tried to knock it off of Shoemaker's foot, but it stays with T-Town underneath their own basket. Ricketts goes out for the streaks. Garrett Williams in. They make a substitution. Shoemaker goes out, and Blevernick comes in. 12 guys they played. Another substitution.
Yeah, you know, that's, again, that when you're trying to come back, that makes it hard. We know this Galesburg team will not quit. They've showed us that all season long. But you're playing basically six guys in a rotation against 12, and you're going to run out of gas.
Up top with it, Niebrugge with it. 6:05 to play in a 10-point Tutopoulos lead. Now with it, Niebrugge attacks the middle. He is fouled. The shot no good. He was fouled, I think, in the act and probably will get two free throws. That is the case. Who got him? It was Garrett Williams, his second. So Niebrugge to the line. He's 0 for 1, has 8 points in the game, and he gets two shots here, a chance to extend the lead. First free throw is on the way. He made it. 11-point lead now.
What a well-schooled basketball
really
program
are.
Tutopoulos has.
Their history is just unbelievable. Galesburg's got some pretty amazing history itself. This team in more recent years. Both free throws good. A dozen-point lead for Tutopoulos. Their big run came in the second quarter. Galesburg had a great start to the game, but they have really struggled to shoot the basketball since. As T-Town's really D'd him up. Up top, skipped it over to Victor Davis. He's caught in the air and charged. Just left his feet. That was the easiest charge in the world someone's going to take. Victor Davis' first foul, and there was Blevernick to take it. And you mentioned well-schooled, and that's exactly what you do right there. I'm not sure what Mike Reynolds is more upset with his team, or certainly not the call. That was clearly a charge.
Amazing. Victor's first foul. You know, last year he would get in foul trouble early frequently. He's cured that, but sometimes maybe almost a little too forgiving inside on some buckets he could contest. That would be my only criticism. But, again, you certainly don't want him off the court if you're the Streaks.
Look out. Three on the left side. No good by Niebrugge, and Victor Davis with his 11th rebound of the game. He has not scored in this quarter, at just 4 in the third quarter, just 12 points in the game. So they have absolutely contained him. They've watched him. Here's a tip pass up top. Victor Davis tried to, or Brandon Thompson tried to get it stolen away. 8 Galesburg turnovers now. T-Town with it in transition. Down low, a bullet pass from Thompson to Michaels. And a timeout on the floor As T-Town running away, a full timeout by the Streaks, 57-43, biggest lead of the game. Thank you to Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, providing our transportation to the tournament. Not one, but two cars, both beautiful white 2010 Altimas. Tom's has the heated seats. Ours, the power moonroof, push button start, power seat, CD player, and a lot more. 30 miles per gallon and a 5-year, 60,000-mile factory warranty. You can save some money through January 4th. Take advantage of a $1,500 rebate, or you can combine 1.9% 60-month financing with a $500 rebate. Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, located just off the square in downtown Galesburg. They have 15 2010 Altimas in stock, ready for delivery, and we thank them very much. It's a beautiful car, and need to go check it out. You'll really appreciate your visit there. It's beautiful.
I'd like to tell you what transpired here in the Galesburg huddle. The Silver Streaks, as we had talked previously, Brandon Thompson just takes his time loping over to the huddle. This time, Mike Reynolds looked him eye to eye the whole way over, and you could tell he said, if you're too tired to get over here, get out of the game.
He's
sitting down, and he immediately put Chad Thompson in the game. Again, Brandon's done some great things tonight. Don't get me wrong, but he's just, he's got to get over there for the timeouts and show that the respect to the team, I think, to get over there and get the meeting started.
Mike wasn't done with him either, even though they just brought the ball up the floor. Now he's back to Garrett Williams down low to McElmurray. Scoop shot in the lane. Cannot get it to fall. Tipped around, and they get the rebound. They get every ball. Leverneck with the rebound. And they are up 14 with 4:40 to go in the ball game. It looks like they're going to have that third-place trophy. And they are one of the more impressive teams I've seen this year. Enrollment of 441 or not, they are an excellent basketball team.
Yeah, I don't know there's a team we've played this year. I'm not saying they could beat everybody, but they could play with everybody we've seen this year, and we've seen some good teams.
Thompson missed a three on the baseline. Chad Thompson came away with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. In transition, Dalton Davis spinning in the lane. Puts it up. Nice move to the basket, but missed the shot badly, and Bleverdick the rebound. So Galesburg cannot buy a shot right now.
0-3 in the quarter, just 4-17 in the half from the field for Galesburg.
Ryan McElmurray almost a steal, dove all the way across the floor in front of the Streaks bench, got a pat on the back from one of the assistant coaches. 4:11 to play, 57-43 to topple us the lead.
McElmurray a little shaken up, but yeah, he's going to stay in the game.
He's as tough as they come right there. That was a hustle play all the way. They bring it up. Thompson, I thought he stepped on the half-court line, but apparently not. But he does throw it away. And what? Timeout before they threw it away. And Galesburg's Mike Reynolds is livid. He may get a tee if he's not careful. I don't blame him. The guy was touching the out-of-bounds line. Here comes the assistant, Matt Pogue, to get him back to the bench. And he is screaming. T-Town fans are yelling, get him out. He's frustrated, and I can understand that. This team is very good, and they make you very, very frustrated. 57-43, they lead at 4:01 to play. We'll keep it right here.
Well, it's not often that you get them in a corner, and we did that time thanks to McElmurray, and I'm not sure who else is out there in the double team, really putting the pressure on. They got him to throw the ball away, and just about the time we grab it, they get the timeout call. It was late.
Timeout shouldn't have been allowed.
So,
right?
Yeah, I can see where. And at this point, every possession is so important with 4:01 to go. You're down 14 points, and everything gets magnified right now.
Yep. So they get the ball back. McElmurray all over Thompson, the ball handler. He whips it over to Niebrugge on the left side. Bounce pass down. Stolen away by Dalton Davis. Now he comes back the other way. He is playing as hard as anybody can play. Down low. Nice feed to McElmurray for the layup. It's like they got a second gear after that timeout, 57-45, and they're going to have to make a lot happen right now with just 3:35 to go in the game and down by a dozen. Up top with it, Thompson guarded by McElmurray. They may spread it out just a little bit. They're going to bring in three new bodies. Leverdick, top of the key, hands it off to Niebrugge. They're not going to be in any particular hurry. He's double-teamed. Now they're swatting away at the ball, and he was able to get rid of it to Michaels. Oh. And Victor Davis just ran into Luke Buescher. Victor just his second of the game. And shooting free throws from here on out, both teams. They make a couple of substitutions to the line, Buescher. And he has just a field goal in the third quarter. 1-1 coming up.
Well, I'm sure the discussion in the huddle is much of an X's and O's as we start to see the first movement toward the game of Carson ready to come in. Jermaine Carson in for Chad Thompson. But finish hard. Whether you win or lose,
This
game well. Because I'm sure he probably said, hey, we don't play again until a week from Saturday.
Yeah, it's a long layup.
You know, you can rest later, but give it all second in this one.
Dalton Davis in a hurry brings it in the front court. Guarded by Buescher. Now they come with a double team. He eludes it. Down on the left wing. He skips it across. McElmurray. Nice feed inside. And Carson gets stripped. Loses the basketball. T-Town back the other way. And a foul. As they were trying to get it across half court, they're going to go back to the line for 1-1. Carson picks up his first. 1-1 again for Buescher, who just made two. It's a 6'1 senior guard.
Yeah, we talk about Tutopoulos' size. We've mentioned that a number of times. But the other things that you really appreciate when you watch this team is the first free throw is up and no good. They have very quick hands. They have great concentration. And they do not let you take the ball down. They just poke everything away. And it's really a tribute to the completeness of the basketball team and each individual player on this club.
McElmurray, jumper on the right baseline, no good. Stripped away, though, by McElmurray, who would not let the play die. Garrett Williams, three on the left side. Nope, it's short. And the rebound taken out by Thompson. Trying as much as they can, but they just cannot get the shots to fall anymore. Thompson now driving toward the middle. He's bumped by Carson. Got away with the foul as he threw it away. T-Town fans want a foul. Garrett Williams, jump stop, layup good. Back the other way. His first bucket of the game, 59-47, as Galesburg will put the intense pressure on with just 2:20 to go. Third place game. Looks like they'll wind up 2-2 in the tournament and go to 7-7 on the season. T-Town may move to 11-2. Top with it, Thompson. Double teamed by Williams and Tremaine Carson. And their fans, a little sarcasm.
Yep.
It's going to be physical. I mean, come on, you're down by a bunch. They're going to play physical. Williams is third foul.
There have been a couple uncalled, but they're still pretty comfortably ahead by 12 with 2 minutes to go. And I don't think anybody will leave the court saying, well, Galesburg doesn't play hard till the end, because they sure are right here, right down the stretch.
Thompson missed the first free throw. The left-hander had that huge second quarter, 13 points. He's got 16 right now, going for number 17.
We saw him at the Alamo Steakhouse last night. I think all these guys have more than worked off that steak they had.
Oh, yeah. Missed them both. Victor Davis pulls away his 14th rebound of the game. Just 12 points, has not scored in this quarter. Garrett Williams down the lane, floating shot. No, he'll shoot two free throws, though, as he is fouled at the 157 mark in a 12-point T-Town lead. Williams in the tournament, 2 of 4 from the line, averaging 6 points. Thompson picked up the foul, number 2 on him. Williams free throw, nothing but net. Got 3 in the game.
So impressive that Tutopoulos has used every player in their lineup. I mean, all those guys over there have had their warm-up off at one point or another, but they've still got some starters on that court, too. They're respecting Galesburg, not just putting in their bottom five.
Williams missed the second free throw. Niebrugge with his 10th rebound to go with 10 points and a traveling violation. Their coach, Fehrenbacher, not crazy about that call. They have committed 14 turnovers, so Galesburg's pressure has gotten to them. They've just shot the ball a little better. Chad Thompson into the ball game for Tremaine Carson, and I don't think we're going to see Brandon Thompson again. He is in the doghouse at this moment.
Well, you know, and it's unfortunate because what he was doing on the court, he shouldn't be. It was just his lethargic attitude coming over after the timeouts, and I don't blame Coach Reynolds.
Three on the baseline by Chad Thompson, way short. He has just had a rough, rough game trying to shoot the basketball. Rebound to Niebrugge. He's got 11. This kid's only 6'2". Thompson with it down low, wide open for a layup. Sand Schaefer, the bucket, he's got 10, 61-48. And T-Town going to celebrate a third-place trophy. Galesburg back the other way with it. Trouble with the ball for a moment. Up top, Dalton Davis with it now. Back to McElmurray. He's going to penetrate baseline, 14-footer. All over the rim and down it goes. McElmurray, he's got 11, 61-50, and probably some fouls coming up. Going to delay the trip home just a little bit. McElmurray commits foul number 3, and they'll shoot a pair. 61-50, a minute 6 to go. Tutopoulos the lead, back to the line. Luke Buescher, who's 2 out of 3, and he'll get 2 shots here. Pretty big crowd for this game. Of course, the championship game coming up shortly. Buescher missed the first one. The Charleston girls and the T-Town girls in the championship, and then Edwardsville and Effingham in the championship for the boys. Second free throw by Buescher. He made that one. And it's a 62-50 lead.
T-Town, a basketball crazy community. They travel well anyway, but they got both of their teams playing back-to-back here, so they're out in force.
Chad Thompson, an air ball on the left baseline. At that point, stopped shooting it. Schumacher the rebound and a foul by Galesburg with 56 seconds to go. Chad, just a rough, rough night shooting the ball. And he had a rough night. I picked up some stats earlier.
Well, he hit the first shot, and you think, okay, maybe he's going to have a big night, and then we haven't had one since.
At the line, Shoemaker.
Had one for Chad Thompson, I think one from Brandon Thompson, a three, and that's been it from long range.
Shoemaker's free throw is good. Chad Thompson, a one of six shooting game against Edwardsville. Then Brandon Thompson had a rough game, 0 of 7 and 2 of 12, 0 of 7 from 3 against Charleston, 2 of 12 overall. Second free throw also good by Shoemaker. He's had a great second half, and they lead it 64 to 50. Galesburg ball, Garrett Williams long three left side. It's an air ball put back by Tremaine. Carson is good, and a timeout on the floor. Streaks take a full timeout. We'll take the timeout as well. 64-52 to Topolis the lead, 47 seconds to go. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but eight convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare.
You could win up to $500 cash just by wearing the red WGIL button. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
47 seconds left to Topolis. Very impressive tonight, leading Galesburg 64 to 52, 7:30. Getting close to 7:30, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. Mike Perry alongside Jim Lee at Lance Arena on the Eastern Illinois University campus. Galesburg on the verge of going 2-2 in this tournament. Lost to Edwardsville in the opener and 47 seconds away from falling to a very good two Topolis team, although they did very, very well there on the defensive end to get the five-second call and force a 15th turnover onto Topolis. But where the struggles began was in the second quarter and third. Just 22 points combined in those two quarters where two Topolis scored 36. And well-schooled team, Garrett Williams, long three. Rainbow made it.
Garrett Williams.
He's got five, and that drops the lead to nine. 64-55 with 39 seconds to go. Galesburg forced to foul. Dalton Davis does, and Shoemaker will go back to the free throw line, where he is 5 of 5 on the night. Came into the tournament 8 of 10, or came into tonight's action 8 of 10 in the tournament. He'll shoot a pair.
Well, they haven't needed the heroics of Derek Thompson much here in the second half.
No,
he was so good
so
in the
balanced.
First.
They're just so balanced. This kid, he's their leading scorer. He's money from the line most of the time. Talked him into a miss right there. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 15 points in the game.
He's
Thompson
just a junior.
With 16. Yeah, he'll be back. Long, tall kid. Second free throw on the way is missed that one as well. Tremaine Carson the rebound. 34 seconds and counting. Galesburg basketball down by 9. Garrett Williams just hit a three a moment ago. Tough shot off the glass. He got it to go down. So the Galesburg fight continues. 64-57. 22 seconds to go and a quick foul. I think Dalton again or Tremaine. It's Carson this time. Carson commits his second foul and back to the line for Topolis, the guy who's been there a lot. Buescher. That's Dalton Davis. In fact, he has just fouled out. He finishes the night with 10 points, and nobody played harder.
Nope.
That's for sure.
Now, I tell you, with Dalton out there and McElmurray, those two guards really give it everything. And they're really hard-nosed kids. And for the rest of the season, win or lose, you're going to see both of those guys. They love to play the game. That's what's so neat.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you question how much guys really want to be out there. Maybe they'll play hard for a while, and then they won't for a while. But you know Dalton Davis and Ryan McElmurray. If you could ask them, what do you want to do on a given day? Most of the time they say, well, let's play, let's hoop. You know, Dalton might be tempted to throw a baseball once in a while, too, because he's pretty good at that.
Yeah, but, he can.
but, the kids just love to play.
Buescher split the free throws. 8-point T-Town lead, 17 seconds to go in a hurry. And Garrett Williams thought about passing and shooting at the same time. He shuffled the feet and turned it over. Is that how many turnovers do you have on Galesburg?
I don't
have
11.
That many. Yeah, that's pretty darn good effort, actually.
No, we didn't have any in the first quarter. That was, we just played so well early in this game.
Excellent start to the game. Shoemaker, is that another five? Or did they get a timeout? Tony Fehrenbacher, Andy Fehrenbacher called a timeout to save them a turnover. So we have 15 seconds left in the game. T-Town, a 65-57 lead.
I don't think we've seen a game yet today where the last 5 minutes didn't make a half an hour. Boy.
We'll get comments from Evan Mann after this one. Congratulations to the Streaks girls. They beat Effingham to claim the third-place trophy. Galesburg will get fourth place in this tournament. And the girls hit 18 three-point buckets in that game. 13 in the first half. Thought maybe they'd flirt with a state record, but solid performance, a little iffy on the defense. Off by two?
A little.
Okay, I was trying to be nice.
Their defense was pretty horrible in the latter stages of that one, but they held on for the win.
Held on.
Oh, Garrett.
Now Garrett Williams,
what are you
doing?
Intentional
foul, and that's unnecessary. Mike Reynolds putting his hands out like, come on now, calm down. So now that's going to make the score look a little different. Garrett Williams just fouled out. 8 points all in the fourth quarter. And their fans obviously not happy.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
That was not necessary at all. So Shoemaker's going to go to the line and add to a already sizable lead with just 14 seconds to go. At this point, quit fouling and take the trophy, and let's learn from the experience. Shoemaker's free throw on the way is good. He'll get two free throws and the basketball back. 66-57. To Topolus the lead. Second free throw by Shoemaker. And they'll get the ball with 10-point lead, and this might be the last possession of the basketball game, as, again, we'll get comments from Coach Massey. And we'll also, prior to that, visit with either Mike Reynolds or Steve Cheeseman in the post game. Ball inbounded. And for some reason, they're fouling, and I don't know why. You're down 10, 12 seconds to go. Quit fouling. Victor Davis, I think one of the guys who committed the foul. It is Victor. Third foul, and Niebrugge is going to go back to the line. He's got a double-double out of the guard position tonight. 10 points and 11 rebounds. 2 for 3 from the line. 12 seconds, the longest 12 seconds in the world. Maybe they want to get up with me at 3:30. Free throw missed.
Well, and again, I always understand, you know, not wanting to give up. But
well,
there comes
over.
A point,
game's
I think,
over.
Just in terms of sportsmanship, where realistically, you know, just
you
call
no
off
chance.
The dogs. And, you know, I've seen worse cases of it. But this one's getting
too long.
Down
missed
there.
Them both. Victor Davis, 15 rebounds now in the game. He was held scoreless in the fourth quarter. Driving underneath the basket, getting a shot off. They're not going to call anything on that. Tremaine Carson put back is good. His second bucket of the ball game is... That does it. As the final score, Galesburg falls to Tutopolis, 67-59. Stay tuned for the post game, as we'll bring you all the numbers, a word with the coach, and then we'll follow that up with a word from head coach Evan Massey. As the Streaks split today, the girls take third place and beat Effingham, and the boys lose to Tutopolis in the third place game. They get fourth. Final again, 67-59. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By Kohl's Diamond Gallery, forever starts here. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 502. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg. Providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
There's a new baby in the family, and life insurance should be utmost on your mind. Pratty Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, has a great life insurance plan that is designed specifically for children. It's term life insurance to age 25 and is convertible at that time to cash building whole life insurance. You can pay in one reasonable guaranteed single premium. Makes a great gift from proud grandparents, too. Call Pratty Insurance about life insurance for children from Pekin Insurance.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist Drs. Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dickerson Photography, timeless images for you and your family. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow seed and CPS, you can be sure that you're getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Kurt Emkin with CPS in Yates City. Call me at 221-7351.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. There's a winter weather advisory in effect until midnight. Also tonight, snow accumulation about an inch, still around 26. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of snow showers in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, high of 29, low of 8. And New Year's Day, partly sunny with a high of 17. Right now it is 30 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS Boys Basketball continues with the Galesburg Orthopedic Services postgame show, brought to you by Drs. Garnett, Shire, and Bussey, getting you back into the game.
Teutopolis, as good as advertised, maybe even a little better in my opinion, as they defeat Galesburg in the third place game here at the Charleston Holiday Tournament. Final score is 67-59. Galesburg played maybe its best first quarter of the season. Jumped out to an 8-point lead, eventually led by five by the time the first 8 minutes was over, 20-15. And then T-Town of a second quarter played very good basketball. Galesburg struggled to shoot, outscored the Streaks 18-11, led by two at the break. And then in the second half, another 11-point quarter for the Streaks, another 18-point quarter for T-Town of a third, 9-point lead at that point. They would extend the margin to 14. Eventually, Galesburg outscored them 17-16 in the final frame, and 67-59, the final score. The postgame final stats brought to you by Amy Howard, Shelter Insurance Agent for Auto Life and Home.
Well, Teutopolis very steady in their shooting throughout the game, and they didn't have to shoot from the outside a lot, but when they did, they were very effective. This is an excellent Teutopolis team, sure as Mike has said. They finished 24 out of 43 from the field, 56%, and I really felt like they did it against pretty good Silver Streak defense tonight. I mean, we had a few breakdowns, but they just run their offensive set so well that, you know, a lot of times they just get us a little turned around going down the lane, and that pass would be right on the money, and by the time we look up, you know, they get the big kids down there putting in the basket. So You just got to tip your cap to Tutopoulos. What a great program they run here. 56% from the field tonight for the Wooden Shoes. Galesburg finishes 40%. They were 21 out of 52. We had a hot start, 50% from the field in the first quarter. Kind of went downhill from there. In fact, those middle two quarters, 6 out of 21 from the field. We didn't get much done, and that's when Tutopoulos really spread out that lead and never looked back. Rebounding edge also to the Wooden Shoes, 32 to 27. And the turnovers, Tutopoulos with 14. Galesburg was just 11. So turnovers not bad this tournament for Galesburg. We've cut down on those. Did a nice job against Edwardsville in our opener, not turning it over very much. So we played with a couple of real good teams here, not able to get over the top. The key game, and I think still in this tournament and for the rest of the season, though, that win against Charleston was so big to come back and win that game, finish this tournament 2-2, getting a little hardware to go home, and now we get back at it in a Saturday night game in a week. So
yeah, going to play at Macomb, and that's certainly, again, a, quote, smaller school, but a school that can flat-out play, and that's not going to be easy. Galesburg had four in double figures tonight. Victor Davis, although nothing in the fourth quarter, led the streaks with a dozen points. He also had 15 rebounds, 11 points for Ryan McElmurray, so he continues his strong play in the tournament. He winds up the tournament averaging in double figures and adds to his season total. 10 apiece for Dalton Davis and Brandon Thompson. Thompson got a little trouble in the fourth quarter for whatever reason, be it lackadaisical, whatever the case. He was sat down and he did not score in the fourth. Had 10 in the game, 8 points for Garrett Williams, all in the fourth quarter, 4 for Tremaine Carson at the bench, and from the free throw line, very good. 14 out of 20 in the game, and to make 3 3-point field goals. 4 in double figures for Tutopoulos. Nick Shoemaker leads the way with 17. Derek Thompson killed Galesburg in the second quarter with 13. He winds up with 16 in the ballgame. 10 points apiece for Jeremy Niebrugge. He also had 11 rebounds out of his guard spot at 6'3", and then 10 points for Brock Sandschaefer, one of their other post players. He also added 5 rebounds. 2 points for all from four of the six from the free throw line. 3 for Jordan Michaels, starter Blake for all of T-Town's 67 points. They knocked down 2 3-point baskets and free throw shooting, their strength not so tonight, as they made just 15 out of 28 from the line, but shot the basketball well. Overall, 25 field goals in the game. Galesburg with 21. They shoot better than 50%, and their runs made the baskets when they really needed to, as they outscored in just the second and third quarter alone. Galesburg 36-22, outscored them 34-28 in the second half after Galesburg had jumped out to a 20-15 lead in the first quarter. So you leave here with a 2-2 mark and a 7-7 record overall. Macomb on January the 9th at Macomb. It'll be a tough game, and the team in Tutopoulos got to see why their program is so highly touted, highly regarded, and they move to 11-2 on the season, and their head coach, Andy Fehrenbacher, in his third year taking over for the legend. And again, the Streaks girls win their game against Effingham 79-71 as they move to 11-7 and go 3-1 in the tournament. And that one's a tough one because they easily could have gone 4-0. They lost to a very good Charleston team that's going to play for the title against Tutopoulos. Along the way in the fourth quarter, some missed free throws, some turnovers, and maybe it's Galesburg playing in this championship game here. I'm sure Tom Meredith would love that. At the same time, getting home a little bit later, he probably would not have minded that too terribly much. But the case is Charleston and T-Town in the girls' title game, and then in the boys, it'll be Edwardsville undefeated, taking on a good Effingham team as they are. I think I had them at basically 10-2 after they beat Tutopoulos.
That'll be a good high school team against a good college team in that title game.
Yeah.
Because Edwardsville, I mean, when those guys hit the court, you swear you're playing a college team. They are huge, and they are big and strong, and they're good
and
at the guard spot.
And they got a shooter,
And they got
That's
a shooter.
It.
And so, yeah, you know, Effingham might get them because it's going to be a home game. They're going to flood up here from Effingham. They're
sure.
probably going to be about 14 people from Edwardsville here, but I still think they're big and strong and good enough to hold off Effingham, and that should be quite a finale. You know, this one here, the girls' championship game coming up, Charleston, I think, is here to a great degree. We talked about what the Galesburg girls
They're excellent.
They just are, I mean, in addition to be a very good skilled team, they are one of the most determined girls groups I have seen in a long time, and they were not going to lose that game no matter the fact that they've been on the court the whole time and Gelsberg was doing all the substituting. They seemed to get stronger as the game went on. I was so impressed with the character and the drive.
Half, and they wound up winning that game pretty substantial, 55-29. So basically jumped on them, and we have the head coach coming up.
Yep.
Mike Reynolds making
his
way over.
You can finish your thought.
That's okay. I just they tore it up in the second half. We'll get Coach Mike Reynolds' post-game interview brought to you by Kohl's Diamond Gallery. Forever starts here. If you're just tuning in, Galesburg falls in the third-place game, 2-2 top of 67-59, as we'll turn on the microphone behind us and visit with the coach.
Coach, you brought all the energy out to this one tonight right out of the gate. We knew that had to be the case, but as the game wore on, things just kind of got away, and Tutopolis, as you said, is a very balanced team.
Well, I think, you know, it came down to the second quarter. They had the poise to have good possessions every time down. It had more to do with the offensive end tonight than it did the defensive end. We just failed, again, to have the poise at winning time. And unfortunately tonight, winning time was in the second quarter. And we had a chance to build lead when we got some stops, and we just weren't able to do it.
Well, your free throw shooting was real strong that kept you in it tonight. That was great to see. But so many of your offensive sets, I know, are dedicated toward getting that three-point shooter spotted up. We got the shots. We just couldn't make the shots.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. When Chad came out that last time, I just said, they're going to go in. You know, I mean, we've seen him. He was making it from 40-foot last year. You don't all of a sudden not be able to shoot, and it's a confidence thing. Well, you know, this is a fork road for and now we got to figure out how we can just get over the little bit of hump on the offensive end with our poise.
Victor Davis gave it a good effort tonight, but he had a lot of traffic down low, both sides. They did not let him get to the basket very often.
Well, I mean, when you can't make a three, you know, you can't throw it in the ocean from the dock, you know, you're in big time shape for Victor.
And you really don't know where to defend with them because they're all good basketball players.
Well, you know, we our defense didn't have the – it wasn't our on-the-ball defense. It was kind of our help side. We were just a little slow on things. And we'll get it figured out. You know, we learned some things about some guys here this weekend. And you know, we just got to figure out some issues on the offensive end, some poise things. We'll get a couple days off and have a good week of practice before we play at Macomb.
Well, and you know, sometimes the coach sees things a little bit different than the rest, but I tell you the couple of things I saw. Dalton Davis.
Game, and you know, we've said it a million times, and I don't know if I've said it exactly on this radio station or not, but you know, the teams that we have trouble beating are the teams like T-Town and Geneseo and the Macombs. That's why we scheduled Macomb, because as much as we want to play Rock Island on Friday night in the March, if we can't beat Geneseo on a Tuesday night, it's not going to matter.
Coach, you going to stick around for much? Or you guys finally headed back here?
You know, we'll head out because, you know, we got a long trip, and our kids have played extremely hard, and you know, we don't have 12, 13 guys. We got a tough small group of guys, and we'll be ready to go next week.
All right, thanks, Coach. Have a good trip.
Thanks a lot.
That's head coach Mike Reynolds on the postgame show as Galesburg gives it a good effort but falls short against a very good Tutopolis team, 67-59. More on the postgame coming up in just a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Lock your keys in your car, have engine trouble, or run out of gas? You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all roadside rescue claim service from Pekin Insurance. You'll put your mind at ease.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com. And by Casey's Party Supplies at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
When winter weather hits, count on the WGIL Morning News to bring you the latest in school cancellations. Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
We're on the post game with Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball coach Evan Massey. First off, coach, congratulations. Third place victory at the Charleston Holiday Tournament.
Yeah, good win for us. The girls really had to battle to get that last win of that. It certainly took a whole team effort that you look. It was a game where at some point Shelby kind of was banged up and Sarah was banged up and then hurt her nose. And that it just had to kind of fight through.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
On and on she went about how it was the best $10 she ever spent. Hey, I'm cute and cuddly, but I'm messy. For $10, my person picks up a Krypton mat. It blocks odors, stains, moisture, and bacteria. Plus, it's waterproof, easy to clean, and made right here in the U.S. of A. She says this Krypton mat works great under my food and water bowls. She even put one on the sofa.
Where there's a problem, there's a solution. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies.
I know we just met Trophy, but I love you.
You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Huron. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go, and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
We're on the post game with Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball coach Evan Massey. First off, coach, congratulations. Third place victory at the Charleston Holiday Tournament.
Yeah, good win for us. The girls really had to battle to get that last win of that. It certainly took a whole team effort that you look. It was a game where at some point Shelby kind of was banged up and Sarah was banged up and then hurt her nose. And that they just had to kind of fight through stuff. And I think that's where, the, you know, a whole team needing to get the job done, that I thought Sadie really picked up, did well, and I thought Jenny Markley came in and did a really nice job for us.
Well, it was a game, kind of an interesting one and strange one in some ways. You got up by 20 points in that third quarter. You'd gotten up by 4 or 5 early. They were able to come back and take a brief lead and went back and forth a couple of times in the second quarter. But the third quarter, you just went on a huge run. You know, Jess Howard kind of got off the mark a little bit and I think hit 3 threes in a row and you went out to a big lead. But they were really a scrappy ball club. They had some real quick players out there. They were able to kind of get themselves closer and just kind of a strange fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think it seems like we had, you know, really a second quarter really opened up things, I think, was where we got the 20-point lead. And then it just seemed, you know, sometimes what happens is we have to understand that there's going to be, you know, streaks in what we're doing because we're going to hit some shots. And I think we did have 3 threes in a row that all of a sudden that distorts what the game situation is. But then I thought really our downfall was as much as anything was it two things. One is I think we offensively we turned the ball over. We had a series of times in where all of a sudden we had, I think, 4 out of 5 possessions without a shot, and that just killed us when we had that run going. And the other thing was I think I was slow as far as changing our press. We stayed up aggressive, and they were getting too much off of it. And then later when we changed our press up, it became a little more effective late in the fourth quarter where we ended up just went more man.
Well, they had come out initially in a 1-3-1 zone that seemed like it was relatively effective. They were kind of pressuring your guards until you started to find some seams, and then they switched that 2-3, and you just kind of lit them up from the outside. And then finally, I think in the second half, they went back to that 1-3-1 for a while. So just, I guess, a little bit different look. Had you seen a 1-3-1 at all this season yet?
Yeah, we have. But, I thought, you know, it was a funny thing because early in the game, we told them that's what we expected. But it was, I think it was not until the third shift that the kids really started realizing it wasn't man-to-man. I don't know why we were kind of slow adjusting to what we were doing there. But the other thing was I thought they did, and then they mixed a little man in there and gave us trouble. But I thought, you know, really a important segment for us was where all of a sudden I think to Shelby Pacheco, we got some stuff 1-4 on the fast break. And then there was a couple times where we got the ball inside to Sadie and really got good things.
Well, one of the things that was fun, although this was a long trip down here, our team obviously came further than anybody else. We had a nice crowd here, and it was nice to have them cheering, you know, for the girls and for the boys. And this is a gym where you can kind of hear everybody.
Yeah, and it really, and you look now here, we're talking as the boys' game's being played, and you look at it, it really is a nice atmosphere that it's, as I said to somebody else, that, you know, it's obviously smaller than Redbird and bigger than the Shirk Center. And you look here tonight with Topless Boys playing, they've got a nice crowd. Effingham had a nice crowd in our game. That you have a sense of you're in a big arena, but yet you have a sense that there's a nice crowd.
Well, the girls got to feel good, obviously ending up the tournament with a win and coming out with just one loss in a game that was close anyway, but bringing home some nice hardware.
Right, and, you know, I think it's what I'm happy about. It's a good finish to two pretty solid weeks or 2.5 solid weeks as far as play. I think, you know, really we've now probably 9 games now that we've beginning to put things together, and so hopefully we can continue on that.
Yep, and come right back. You'll start conference play a week from tomorrow and start right off with the Moline Maroons, which obviously won't be an easy game, but good that you'll be back in the front confines of John Thiel Gym.
Yeah, we know it'll be a challenge as far as playing them, but it's also, you know, they have to be ready, hopefully, for us doing some different things. So we'll see how it goes.
Well, Coach, thanks once again. We appreciate it, and congratulations again on the win.
Thank you.
That is Streets Head Coach Evan Massey here on the post game. Back to you, Mike.
And our thanks to Tom and Coach Evan Massey as they beat Effingham to claim the third-place trophy here at Charleston. One more break. We'll do the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as Tutopoulos beat the Silver Streaks in the third-place game 67-59. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies.
I know we just met, Trophy, but...
I love you.
You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love Signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kiwan. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Have you ever wondered what I do when I'm not asleep? The threaded toys, the slobbery fuse. I know, we have an issue. There is a solution. Kong Stuff and Paste. You just squeeze a little liver or some peanut butter paste into a Kong. Go ahead, get me one. There's bunches of sizes and shapes. Or I'd even take a Bob-a-lot or a Buster Cube. Please.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
McDonald's new bacon and cheese Angus Third Pounder. Until this moment, 10 million taste buds seemed redundant. Now, you fear there may not be enough. The thick 100% Angus beef alone will require 7 million. A million for each strip of crispy bacon, another million for the cheese, a half a million for the crinkle cut pig. Hold the phone. Is that another strip of bacon? Angus Axiom number 72. A bigger bang for your bite. At participating McDonald's.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sign Depot Express. Visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. And by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer at 1472 North Henderson Street.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Pick up the new red WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Our final moment here at Charleston, and specifically EIU's Lance Arena. Really enjoyed this facility. Played one game at Baker Gym and three here at Lance Arena. And the boys beat Taylorville here. Lost, unfortunately, the two games in their tournament here. But very, very nice venue. Evan Massey talking about how it's not as big as Redbird Arena, but it's certainly bigger than the Shirk Center. You get an idea of the crowd, the shooting background. Not one that's very difficult. Nice crowd here for the Tutopolis-Charleston game. And right now, Tutopolis with the second quarter underway, leading unbeaten Charleston 16-9. The Galesburg High School girls claim third with a 79-71 win over Effingham, and the boys fall to a very good Tutopolis team, 67-59. So the girls go 3-1 of the tournament, the boys 2-2. Our last order of business, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You mentioned two guys to Coach Reynolds, and I'm with you on specific either one of the two.
Yeah, I think I got to go with Dalton tonight. He just plays so hard, and again, Bucket does too. Both of them play as hard as they can on both ends of the court. I thought Dalton was a little more effective offensively, probably give him the edge, but both of our guards did a great job. But Dalton, just a couple of times tonight when we really needed a basket to keep in the game, he forced his way in and not only got the basket but got to the free throw line too. And so I guess I would kind of lead Dalton's way, but a tip of the cap to Ryan McElmurray.
Absolutely.
As well.
McElmurray back, and he really, of all the players in terms of improvement and in the three games that he played here, averaged in double figures. In fact, with 10 points per game at Dalton Davis, his last two games, just or last three, going back to the Charleston game, superb games as he too cracked the double-digit scoring margin in both in the backcourt play as hard and as pesky on defense as you can possibly be, and disruptive, and that's what they want them to be. And also two guys who are threats going to the basket, both Dalton Davis and Ryan McElmurray can get to the hole, and then Dalton a little bit better shooter from the outside, and he is the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. That is it from Lance Arena and the Charleston Holiday Tournament. They had provided us very nice hospitality here, very much appreciated. Long trip back home. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the coverage during the tournament. I know a couple of blips, but 3 hours away, you're going to get a couple of hiccups. But overall, everything seemed to work out very well. And too bad we couldn't get a few more victories, but overall, not too shabby. And enjoyed our first experience here at the Charleston Holiday Tournament. Our thanks to everyone back at the station for their hard work. And when you take two full-timers out of the rotation, that's a lot of work that other people are picking up, and is very much appreciated so that we could bring everyone Streaks Basketball. Our thanks very much to our sponsors as well to make this possible, because without them, we're not able to bring you all the coverage that we're able to do that from here, and we really enjoyed being able to do that for you. So our thanks to everyone, and for Jim Lee, for Tom Meredith, we say thank you again and good night from Eastern Illinois University.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.